Simpson turned her search for John Dolly into a basis for her second novel, The Lost Father, published in 1992. Jobs convinced Paul Rand, the designer who did the Next logo, to design the cover, but according to Simpson, it was god-awful and we never used it. She also tracked down various members of the John Dolly family, in Homs and in America, and in 2011 was writing a novel about her Syrian roots. The Syrian ambassador in Washington threw a dinner for her that included a cousin and his wife who then lived in Florida and had flown up for the occasion. Simpson assumed that Jobs would eventually meet John Dolly, but as time went on, he showed even less interest. In 2010, when Jobs and his son, Reed, went to a birthday dinner for Simpson at her Los Angeles house, Reed spent some time looking at pictures of his biological grandfather, but Jobs ignored them. Nor did he seem to care about his Syrian heritage. When the Middle East would come up in conversation, the topic did not engage him or evoke his typical strong opinions. Even after Syria was swept up in the 2011 Arab Spring uprisings, "I don't think anybody really knows what we should be doing over there," he said, when I asked whether the Obama administration should be intervening more in Egypt, Libya, and Syria. "You're fucked if you do, and you're fucked if you don't." Jobs did retain a friendly relationship with his biological mother, Joanne Simpson. Over the years, she and Mona would often spend Christmas at Jobs's house. The visits could be sweet, but also emotionally draining. Joanne would sometimes break into tears, say how much she had loved him, and apologize for giving him up. "It turned out all right," Jobs would reassure her. As he told her one Christmas, "Don't worry. I had a great childhood. I turned out okay."